You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right.
Wait, we're doing more with them? Are they doing stuff tomorrow? What?
I'm practicing what I'm saying in the lead-in. The show has already been done. We recorded that.
But that wasn't bold. No. Oh, we're pairing it.
Yes.
I was like, didn't we just do that?
They come back for more.
We're doing it.
Welcome to Oddball. I'm Amin Alhassan in Phoenix, and joining me from our New York studio on a Tuesday,
oh,
is Charlotte Wilder.
Say hello, look, Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte. You look so professional.
Thank you so much. Like? I feel very professional, I have to tell you. You know, you're in a studio. There's padding on the walls.
It
looks familiar.
No, it looks so different when I'm not in studio somewhere, when I'm just sitting at home and watching you be a pro. All right, we got a great show for you guys lined up today. Adam Silver on more All-Star adjustments. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not adjusted enough. We're going to need one more adjustment, but this might be the last adjustment, the nail that goes in the coffin adjustment. So you don't want to miss that. Also, preview segment called Everybody Hates Tibbs, except for his players. But first, this, ladies and gentlemen, is just pure mwah, because stories come out and people tend to take sides very quickly. And I said, pump the brakes a little bit. The story in question is about a Nuggets superfan who has been banned from Ball Arena. Vicky Ray, 72 years old. She's one of the most recognizable Nuggets fans in all the land. She's had her season tickets for 25 years and claims to have only missed 7 games outside of COVID. I cannot fact check that. I'm just going to take her word for it.
Great. 7 games that Ray was. What is Vicky Ray? Why is that such
Vicky
a hard
Ray?
Name to remember? Vicky Ray?
Vicky Ray?
I feel like Vicky Ray. Sounds like the name of a speedboat. Oh, yeah, I got this model. Vicky Ray here pulling behind my F-150. Anyway.
Our nautical expert, Charlotte Wilder, ladies and gentlemen. So she apparently got approached by the Nuggets early in the season, said, hey, you know, I guess she used to bring a bunch of signs and stuff to the games. She was told the signs would no longer be allowed. She also wouldn't be allowed to come in early before games or be allowed to stay after the players came out to greet family and friends. So if you go to an NBA game, let's say the game starts at 7, doors open at, say, 5:30. But clearly, people who work in the arena and the players who are coming in to get their work done, they arrive earlier. So typically, for a 7 p.m. start, I would say players start arriving around 4:30, 4 or 4:30. And then they're on the court getting their work done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the opportunity to go to a game early enough, you can go and see a lot of the guys work out. Now, by the time doors open, typically only the vets are the last ones to work out, and then you get like Kiwi basketball, whatever. So I don't know what it means here for them to say she was allowed early. Was she allowed before doors open? Find that hard to believe, but maybe not. Maybe she was just that recognizable a person. They were letting her come into the loading dock or something. After the game, ushers will clear. They'll give a little bit of time for people to take pictures and you know, kind of revel in the aftermath. But then after a while, the ushers are like, oh, you got to go. We're cleaning up. And the only people who are allowed are people with something called a post-game pass. Post-game pass is what players give friends and family and acquaintances so that they can stay in the bowl for them to come out and say what's up and take pictures and all that stuff. She claims she was allowed pre and post game in this manner. Again, I got to take her word for it. I don't know. And then in February, she said security told her that she had grabbed the referee and that he pushed her away and said no, which I knew was not true, according to Vicky Ray. And I said I did not do that. Which, again, if that happens, Charlotte.
Security coming up to you and saying, hey, you grabbed someone and he said no, to phrase it that way is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Because you either say, you know, security lied and said I grabbed somebody. She's not saying that. Yeah. She said, no, that's not true. But she didn't phrase it that way to the media when she was.
Yeah, she said I did not do that. Which is what she says she told them.
Yeah, but she didn't tell us.
Yeah, fair.
I don't know. It just feels like a weird way to phrase it. I was told I grabbed, you know, I don't know. I think
because there's another allegation here that the team security told her that a player said, Vicky hit me in the face. Sorry. And she explained that her hand would be far below the player's faces. Because I guess she's short, so she can't reach up.
I mean, honestly, not the worst excuse.
I mean, and then she said she's accused of passing notes to referees. And she admits to doing that. She said she passed a note to refs every game for 25 years. Christmas cards, birthday cards, everything. And in the middle of February, she was called and informed that she was being banned. All right, so this is my pushback, Charlotte, and I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
If I slapped a player, if I grabbed the referee, this isn't like in the bowels, around the corner, like in the blind spot. They can zoom in anywhere in the bowl. I've been in the security offices of a couple of NBA arenas. Mm-hmm. And the people in charge with glee like to point out, hey, watch this. And they zoom in. I'm talking about they can zoom in behind the bar in like the club areas that are very dark and, you know, you can't see a whole lot. And they tell me stories about people that they've caught doing untoward things, not knowing there's a camera everywhere in here. The idea that this woman slapped a player and grabbed the referee, I kind of feel like this is a very easily debunkable thing or provable thing. If she did it, like, yeah, is this not you? Bing, bam, boom. It doesn't need to be a he said, she said, right?
Right. This is one of the weirder stories I've heard in a long time, Amin, to tell you the truth. Because what is a 72-year-old woman doing hitting a player and grabbing a ref? And then if she didn't do it, what is Kroenke Sports doing saying she did? You know what I mean? Like, whoever is lying in this situation or whoever is... If she did it, that's so weird. And if she didn't, that is such a weird thing to lie about. So I'm confused as to where the truth could possibly lie in this situation.
Kroenke Sports and Entertainment put out a statement saying we have made the difficult decision to revoke the season ticket membership of a longtime fan due to repeated violations and warnings of the NBA's code of conduct, as well as Ball Arena's code of conduct. We are saddened to take the action, but have done so in accordance with league and venue guidelines. Now,
here's my favorite quote, though, Amin, is that Vicky Ray says, I have a hard time believing that the Kroenkes are behind it. They've always been super nice to me.
Yeah. Billionaires typically are super nice to people.
Who else would be behind
now,
it?
She says, my lawyer seems to think that probably has to do with tickets and that they can sell them for more. She surrenders four seats that she pays, I guess, $20,000 for. Nine times out of 10, I think billionaires and organizations are evil and they're just up to dastardly things. I'm taking the team side on this one. I'm something tell a 72-year-old white woman telling me, like, I just sent a birthday card and I said hello to Blairs and now they want, no, lady. If they wanted the seat, they would say, boom, $100,000. What you gonna do? You gonna pay for that? That's all they care about, is up in the ante. So one of two things happen. Either A, you piss somebody off clearly that you shouldn't have, or B, somehow there's some sort of weird rent control law in the state of Colorado that I don't know about, that they can't raise seats, because this happens all over the NBA. Like, we're terrible, we're right. terrible, we're good. Oh, okay. That's exact noise the accountants yeah. make as soon as yeah, the team gets good.
Yeah, that's the sound of money for sure. Yeah. With a little, yeah. I mean, I think, too, something that makes me a little bit skeptical, obviously, I don't know anything that's going on here. Whenever someone pleads their case a little too hard, it makes me a little skeptical. She's going really hard in here on saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I gave them a birthday card. She's saying, I did the opposite of doing something wrong. And then the Cronkies have always been very nice to me. Something, you know, and I'm not saying, I don't know. I don't know, Vicky Ray. I don't know what's going on. Seems like if you're going to tell a lie, a lot of times people go really hard into that lie, when truly the best way of lying is just, you know,
I got one
pretend
more
you're
quote.
Telling the truth and don't say that much.
One more quote for you, Charlotte, from Vicky Ray. I doubt if I get my seats back and that's going to kill me, but I just want people to know what happened. If I did anything wrong, I don't know about it. And if I did, I would apologize. But I'm not given that opportunity. I think that's a smoking gun right there. If I did anything wrong, I don't know about it. And if I did, I would apologize. You know what you did, lady. I'm not falling. You know what? Billionaires. Vicky Ray. We're gonna stand up for billionaires against this tyrannical 72-year-old old white ladies. Vicky Ray, no mas. We're not taking any more of this. Someone's got to put the line in the sand, and that someone is going to be oddball. And we're saying, hey, enough of your shenanigans, lady. Take a hike.
Hey, Vicky Ray. You gotta go. I don't know.
Today. You gotta go today.
Hey, Vicky Ray, you gotta go today. Someone's gotta get to the bottom of this. I need someone in Denver on the Vicky Ray case immediately. I assume they're on it. Please report back. If you have any intel, call 1-800-ODDBALL. It's not a real number. DM us or something. Yeah.
Well, that's if you have some. Maybe Vicky Ray needs some reputation cleaning and she could call 1-800-ODDBALL.
DownHorrendous.com.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln? Or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you've got to listen to Six Trophies, where Shea and Jason serve up the biggest moments from around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington in Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill you might win some ... but you just lost one trophy, for the team or player that just can't get it together. Plus, a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head-scratching moments around the NBA. This playoff season, you'll want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of someone who might need the law offices of amino acids. Oh, Adam Silver, could you wave any bigger a white flag? I done gave you all the fixes. I done gave you the blueprint. You're still out here just trying to be everyone's best friend. Charlotte, he went on King Charles, which is the CNN show with Gayle King and Charles Barkley.
Yes. Yes, I am aware.
And they asked him about the All-Star game, and it was less than desirable what we saw in Indianapolis and what other changes could happen. And this is what the commissioner said. He said, quote, "It was a great weekend, but it wasn't a basketball game. And had I not seen what happened this year, I think we are ready to do U.S. versus international. I'm just wondering now, and it's a good conversation to have, whether this generation of players and the teams are complicit too, because nobody wants them to play hard at the All-Star game. Nobody wants them to get hurt. They see it as a midseason break. I think of something that was a huge attraction, for example, Sabrina against Steph. I mean, it says so much about the game." And then he goes on and he goes off on the
tangent. Yeah.
He says also, he goes on to say, "I accept responsibility as the commissioner of the league. I think we should have known at this point for an All-Star game, as I started to say before, the NFL Pro Bowl, they moved into flag football. There's just a recognition. It's a different time." Charlotte, do you believe that it's done? Like, Adam Silver just took out the big grandma panties, Vicky Ray panties, white draw, and just waves it in the air, says, "No mas, tap out. You so, guys win."
I don't know. I mean, I think he's saying this because he just doesn't know what else to do. You know, this reminds me, Adam Silver right here reminds me of a parent of like a 17-year-old, where that 17-year-old is still under their roof, but they're about to be 18 and they are starting to just do whatever they want. And they have tried everything. They have tried grounding them. They have tried getting them presents. They have tried having heart to hearts. They have tried talking to their teachers, and nothing has made this kid care about school. And at a certain point, I mean, you just don't know what to do anymore. So you go and you talk to your friends and you say, "You know what? I think he's just not, it's just not going to be a school guy.
Going to be homeschool?"
No, not even. We're just not even not going to go to college. We're going to let him follow his passion, be a DJ. You know, like, what else? I mean, what else do you do? Like, how can he sounds like a man defeated? Do you think do you think he doesn't mean this?
I tell you what you do. You kick the kid out the house. Say, "Oh, you too grown to listen? Oh, you got used to these creature comforts. Get out of the house. Go fend for yourself out in the wild." I told y'all, man, if someone's messing around, bench their ass. Bench them.
You told us.
You get to be the guy that because of you, we can't have nice things. We're just going to sit you. We're going to play the guys that play hard. We're going to play the guys that bring it. And every year, we like to say nobody cares. Not true. Every year, there are some people who at least start the game with some modicum of, "I'm trying." LeBron, year in, year out, is a guy who's, "I'm trying." Giannis, year in, year out, is a guy who's like, "I'm trying." And coming down the pike, Victor Wembanyama is a guy who I predict year in and year out will be like, "I'm trying." And you know what?
What?
I love you, Anthony Edwards. I love you, Luka Doncic. You're two of my favorite players. But if y'all want to fuck around, just go sit over there on the bench and fuck around. And no one's going to bother you. You just had to do your appearances, and you showed up for the game. You got your fancy little uniform. Just sit on the bench. Play thumb war. I don't know what you guys want to do. Just go do it over there.
So here's my question.
You don't have to be in the game.
We know how you feel about this. We know what you would say to Silver. We know what you think Silver should do. Do you think Adam Silver himself believes what he's saying to Gayle and Charles? Do you think he's ready to just be like, "Let's try a different weirdo format and see if that fixes it? And if not, well, it's a celebration of basketball."
Charlotte, have you ever watched Tropic Thunder?
Yes.
Okay, remember Nick Nolte's character when they're having the table read and the director has lost control, and then, you know, Tom Cruise, in one of the greatest cameos in cinema history, is chewing out the director because he doesn't have control over his actors. And then Nick Nolte's character, Sergeant Forley Tayback, is in the back of the room and he says, "You want to get real, you got to take these boys and put them in the shit." That's me. I'm Sergeant Payback Fourleaf, whatever his name was, right? I'm telling Commissioner Silver, who is Steve, whatever his name is, who played the director, "That's what you got to do. You got to take these boys and put them in the shit," right? And then later on in the movie, we'll find out that I'm a fraud because that hook hand is actually just a, just.
Well, so, but you didn't answer my question. Do you think Silver believes what he's saying?
I think, yes. I think he thinks like, oh my God, I tried and I failed. And it sounds like he's kind of doing a woe is me. And like, maybe we'll just play flag football like the Pro Bowl or whatever the equivalent is. And he wants to do more events. Like, what if we do Steph versus Sabrina?
They've done that.
Like, yeah, like, no. No, because the reality is there is a contingent of players who want to take this thing seriously, but you don't empower them. You empower all the shenanigans guys. We'll tell the shenanigans guys, thanks, but no thanks. You are going to get named an all-star. We can't take that away from them. Luka Doncic, Anthony Edwards, they deserve to be all-stars. They were some of the best players all season long. They're definitely up until that point. Come over. Go to the parties, do your sponsor things, take your pictures, go out and have a good time. Come out, you know, be there for the ceremonial coin toss, all that stuff. When the game starts, if you want to do shenanigans, pull their ass out the game. Because nobody, not even the biggest Luka fan, not even the biggest Andy Edwards fans, wants to see them horse around. They want to see them play competitive basketball. If you reward the people who play competitive basketball and penalize the people who don't, we get very quickly, either people are going to say, I don't want to go. I don't want to go if I'm you're just going to bench me the whole game. Or, all right, y'all want me to play, I'll play.
Things look a little different than they did.
I'm still at home in Phoenix. I've just decided to stand up now. That Boba Fett painting is behind me. It's all the way down there. You can't see it.
Yeah, and I guess I'm in the New York studio. Anyway, Dante DiVincenzo, New York Nick, had himself a big night. 40 points, 11 three-point shots, set a new record. And after the game, congrats, Dante, blah, blah, blah. After the game, the most interesting part of this to me, this happened against the Pistons, the sad Pistons with the league worst record. And Pistons head coach Monty Williams said this, quote, I don't care about their team at all. I could care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be a part of their story. Which to me is a strange thing to say, because the way they got those threes is because the Pistons are terrible and Dante put the ball in the basket. It's pretty obvious. So Josh Hart, in response, ever the consummate teammate, said if he, Monty, didn't want to be a part of the story, he should have told his guys to defend better. What else is there to say? We've got a guy that's hot. We're going to try to find the guy that's hot. That's common sense in basketball. He's a head coach in the league. I think he has the IQ to know if someone's hot, you go to them. They'll be a part of the story regardless.
I'm just surprised Monty didn't walk into their locker room midway through Tibbs giving Dante the game ball and say, guys, I just want you to know what camera's rolling. Where's my camera? I just want you to know, congratulations on a great performance, Dante DiVincenzo. I feel like you made us better by playing so great. So I just want to thank you guys again. All right, cameras, you go. Right. All right. I kid you, Monty. You are the originator, or the inspiration, I should say. I'm the originator. You're the inspiration for the look at me, Louie phrase.
Really?
That's how it started.
It
started because he went in the locker room after the 2021 finals to congratulate the Bucks mid-champion. They're Spanish champion going nuts and everybody shut up. The coach from the other team is here. And he's like, and he did a speech very similar to the one I just gave there.
Right.
You made us
that
better.
Part. I knew. I didn't know that was the origination.
That's why I called him "Look at Me, Louie" on the Rich Eisen show. Yeah.
Wow. National baby.
Ben Lyons is hosting, but it was on the Rich Eisen show, so it still counts. But it's funny because Monty is one of the highest paid coaches. And not really very successful this year. And I know it's not based off of 1 year. He's got a long-term deal. I'm sure he'll turn it around. But the opposite end of the spectrum, Tom Thibodeau is a very modestly paid coach, Charlotte. And he's a guy that kind of has a reputation of being hard to play for. In fact, in the preseason polls for the last couple of years, he's been voted the guy you least want to play for. And so they, Sam Amick of The Athletic sat down with some of the Knicks and talked to him about it, and they couldn't be farther from the truth. Everybody loves Tibbs, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Dante was like, excuse my language, but that's shit. That's not true.
Yeah.
He said that a lot of people think Tibbs has this reputation for being really hard driving, which he does and he is. But DiVincenzo was like, look, we're not coming in here. He was like, I played for Steve Kerr. I played for
Bud.
And he was like, this isn't very different. It's just very efficient. And so my question to you, Amin, is do you think that it's Tibbs' reputation that makes players say that and players who play for him feel differently? Or do you think Tibbs has changed in the past couple of years?
Tibbs is a very, like, you know exactly where you stand with Tibbs, right? So the guys that love him, love him. Joakim Noah, Jimmy Butler, Derrick Rose. These guys love him. Taj Gibson, right? They love him. They'll do anything for him. And it sounds like, I'm pretty sure Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart all feel that way. The guys that don't like him really don't like him, right? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that happens with Tibbs that for the outside public feels like the marker or the signifier is he plays his guys a lot of minutes, right?
Yeah.
Miles McBride over the last three games has had like 17 seconds of rest or something ridiculous like that, right? So you got that in an era where everyone seems to be resting their players and not playing their players as much. Tibbs is like, no, I need to get this win, and I'm going to play the guys who are going to get me that win. So I think a lot of it is like public perception. I'm sure many of the players who voted no or they didn't want to play for him are guys who had never played for him, right?
Yeah.
Or didn't know guys that played for him. The reality is, like Dante DiVincenzo said, he's incredibly well-prepared and organized. He knows his stuff. And he's demanding, but not at a draconian level. This isn't Pat Riley three-hour practices, right? This is
right.
They get their job done in a decent amount of time, and they get out of there. The one thing I would say is just be prepared. You come here to work, right? If you go play for Tibbs.
New York Knicks, two players who've played all 48 minutes. All the other teams, zero. I don't do karaoke.
Oh, you should. It's fun.
I used to, but now I'm like,
retired from karaoke? I don't think I've ever met a retired karaoke person.
Yeah, I'm a retired karaoke. I just feel like it's not kind to people.
It's not what? Kind?
Kind to people for me to sing karaoke.
But like, when did you learn that? Because apparently you didn't feel like that your whole life.
Yeah. I got older and wiser.
Older and wiser. What was the song that did it that made you think like, oh my God, this is an enjoyable
I think Cher's
anyone.
If I Could Turn Back Time. I was like, this is offensive to Cher.
I could turn back time. If I could turn back time.
If I could find a way. Wow.
Terrible album.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.